Hello and welcome to Radio Sweden Friday. I'm Gabriel Stein. Coming up in today's program, Annie Luff is named the new leader of the Center Party.
She's got the great support of her party and they're very enthusiastic, and she herself is thrilled by this new challenge.
A discussion about threatened journalists, including Dawit Isaak, with the head of Sweden's Reporters Without Borders.
So, yeah, I think you should use the foreign aid to Eritrea as a way of pressuring the government there.
Somebody's poisoning trees in Stockholm.
And then we saw that somebody had bored little holes at the bottom of the stems, right above the soil or the earth level.
And a dead satellite spirals to earth. Could it hit Sweden?
It might shatter and fragment into pieces, so it could be quite a spectacular phenomenon.
A dead satellite the size of a city bus is slowly falling to its death. And the event has turned into a spectacle, with astronomers and world media wondering where the 26 large pieces of NASA's Upper Atmosphere Research satellite will hit. So we'll join in on the fun. Sweden could be the crash pad. Petter Linde is an astronomer at the Astronomical Society of Tycho Brahe in southern Sweden. He's had his eyes to the skies following the event. I asked him what the chances were the satellite could fall in Sweden.
I think they are very, very slim, very, very small, because the potential area where the satellite can fall is almost the majority of the whole world. It's between latitude plus and minus 57, which means in the case of Sweden, it might fall in the southern part of Sweden. But again, the chances are extremely small, or the risk, whatever you think.
Right. When's it expected?
Well, probably during this evening. That's the latest information I have been able to find. It's very difficult to predict the actual sites until the very last moments. The satellite is orbiting currently at a rate of 90 minutes per orbit, and it's only during the last few orbits that you can actually predict more accurately where it will fall.
So every 90 minutes it goes around the Earth?
Yes, currently that's the case.
Is that fast?
Well, I believe it should be in the order of 25 or 28,000 kilometers an hour, so it's quite fast, of course. And when it falls eventually completely down, it has been spiraling down for some considerable time already. It will, of course, hit the atmosphere at a very high speed. And that's why it will burn and become a very bright object.
Right. Is there any expectations of how that would look? Have you seen one before yourself?
These things are very rare. And again, to see it, you have to be in the right place. Of course, there are other celestial phenomena like meteors that can also be very bright. This should probably be a very bright event. And I mean, it could be even a daylight event, I can imagine. To some extent, you might perhaps compare it to some kind of bright firework piece, something like that. It might shatter and fragment into pieces, so it could be quite a spectacular phenomenon.
Why is it falling down?
Well, it has been slowing. I mean, at the altitude that this has been operating, you do have some kind of atmospheric friction all the time. This happens to all the satellites that are in low orbits, and eventually it will slow them down a little bit. So by means of the Earth's gravity, it will certainly come closer and closer, and the closer down it comes, the thicker the atmosphere will be, and so this effect becomes stronger. So eventually it falls. This is a quite heavy object, to be honest. It's in the order of 6 tons, so it's a large object.
This has become a sort of phenomenon, isn't it? There's a lot of media talking about it and people wondering when it's going to happen. I even heard some speculation that NASA is not saying where it's going to fall, that they know already, but they're not saying because they don't want people to flock to that area.
I would not be able to comment on that. I could imagine it would be quite difficult to predict it because these are what we call a non-linear phenomena, so that to actually do that kind of prediction would probably be quite difficult. I don't know what NASA is actually doing about this.
All right.
But you can imagine there was a very serious space accident in 2003 when one of the space shuttle fell down, as you may remember, and that created a lot of debris falling down, but nobody was actually hit by it. So the chances of the risk of being hit of this are extremely, extremely small.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that so many people get interested?
It is something that gets, there is a positive aspect, I would think, from my point of view, the fact that people are actually looking at the sky, because that's what I believe is very fascinating anyway, and they might even see the stars or other things there that are so fascinating.
Will you be out there tonight?
I would probably be looking around if the sky is clear. In fact, when this happens, if you are in the range of where it can be seen, you will certainly notice it, because I'm sure it will be quite bright at that place.
Petter Linde, if something happens, will you let us know?
Yes, I can try and do that, yes, of course.
Great. Petter Linde is an astronomer at the Astronomical Society of Tycho Brahe in southern Sweden. Thank you very much, Petter.
Thank you.
And if you want, you could let us know if you see something in the sky, too, by emailing us at info@radiosweden.org. That just about wraps up our program today. We'll leave you with a tune by the Swedish troubadour Dan Victor. This one's called Full I Rymden, or Drunk in Space. I'm Gabriel Stein, and from the rest of us at Radio Sweden, thanks for listening.